Tonight, a very special encore edition of 7 Second Delay, the classic Stay on the Phone in 10 Seconds or Less episode from, I think, September 2014. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Andy and I will be back live next week. But for tonight, it's Stay on the Phone in 10 Seconds or Less.
Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, a very special encore edition of 7 Second Delay from December of the year 2000. The classic Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less episode. Andy and I will be back next week live. And on October 10th, it's the first 7 Second Delay Almost Amateur Hour, live from WFMU's own Monty Hall, here at 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City. If you are interested in performing on October 10th, please email me, ken@wfmu.org. We are looking to book 15 acts. It can be music, comedy, performance, general weirdness, whatever you want. That's October 10th for the first 7 Second Delay Almost Amateur Hour here in Jersey City at our own new club, Monty Hall. Now here, by general acclaim, is the Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less episode.
You go first and tell me how the water is. Is
no,
it warm
you,
or cold?
You started. You were the one who sniffled. You're still sniffling.
Oh. Hate to go first. I'll do the benediction. Hey, you know what we should do? Go right into the damn show.
No foreplay?
Go right into it and then work the foreplay in. Weave it in seamlessly as we go.
That's insane!
You're right. Okay, forget that. You're right. When I had that idea, I was so drunk. All right, may this show succeed while the shows of my little pals fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player.
Amen.
Except for your show, Ken, and Carlos's show. Does he have a show?
No, he doesn't.
Is it because he doesn't believe in God?
That has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Is it because he doesn't have a TV?
He has a TV. He just doesn't watch it. I wish you would get your Carlo facts right. You should start reviewing the Carlo flashcards they gave you.
Hey, you know what you're doing?
What?
Foreplay. I explicitly forbade foreplay.
Forbade. And then you said...
No, forbade. Forbade. No, I forbade foreplay?
I don't know.
I forbade foreplay. Now you got me doing foreplay. No,
this doesn't count as foreplay. No,
because it's so mindless.
Yeah, I say we save. Let's save the foreplay for next week.
Well, I already blew my forbade bit.
That wasn't in you improvised that, right?
Hey, why don't we do a whole show of foreplay some week?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
If it's a no fail show because we'll never have any calls that don't come in.
Exactly.
If we never announce our topic.
All we got to do is not do the foreplay for 6 weeks.
Save it up.
We got a whole show worth of foreplay.
That sounds terrible. Oh, that sounds terrible. Oh, I'm already sick. I'm already sick about this show and then the all foreplay show, which we're now committing to. Oh, God. Hey, how about the show where we try to get people to convert to Judaism? Will we do that next week?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
we
on.
Get 1 point for every convert. And then, you know what would be funny? At the half-hour mark, we switch, call, and try to get them to change their mind. Because it's always good to leave the world exactly as you found it when the show begins.
Well.
Status quo. Even Steven.
Okay, but there's a lot of ways to leave the world the same. I mean, we don't have to get the same person to convert back. If we get a Protestant to convert to Judaism,
yeah,
then we could get a Jewish person to convert to Protestantism.
Right, so it's a wash.
Yeah.
Zero sum.
Right.
I don't want to leave, because my goal is, I want to leave the world exactly as I found it.
Well,
when I inherited the world at 6 o'clock.
Of course.
Not any better, but not any worse.
It's carry in, carry out.
Exactly. So when I go home and Mary says, did you leave the world exactly like you found it? I can say, yes, I did.
Yeah, too bad the campers on Mount Everest don't take the same approach.
What do they do?
They leave Protestants by Base Camp 7 all over the place, just littered everywhere.
No, they really do leave a lot of litter. And dead bodies.
Yeah.
I know. They don't carry their dead bodies down.
They don't carry their oxygen canisters out or anything.
They should be required to carry their oxygen canisters and their dead friends down.
Pop-Tarts.
No, the Pop-Tarts, just... the oxygen canisters, and their dead friends. And the dead Sherpas.
Well, who's going to enforce this rule of yours?
The live Sherpas. We will deputize. Oh, you got me doing foreplay. Damn you. Now you got me doing my Sherpa bit.
I don't know, but
my classic Sherpa bit. Students of comedy, of course, wait for that bit.
Let me explain something to you.
Deputizing the Sherpas.
If you are making the stuff up,
yeah,
then it doesn't count towards the foreplay.
Oh,
I
thought we...
It's only the foreplay if you're working off the written
Now date. You're doing... Here's... You're just eating up the clock. You're falling on the ball. That means, you know what that means? That tells me you have no confidence at all in our little idea.
Oh, no, I've got lots of confidence. Let's go.
Well, you're falling on the ball. You're just, I don't even remember the idea. Oh, I remember. It's the slow. We should credit, of course, Tom Sharpling, as always, because I have, I'm completely dry. I actually ran out of ideas in late 1988. So this idea is, it's kind of a variation of keep people on the phone contest.
Right. The classic stay on the phone contest.
The classic stay on the phone contest. In this variation, who won that contest, by the way?
Oh, you did. You beat my pants off.
That's right. You know why? Because you have a sense of shame.
Right.
And honor. And you feel embarrassment. You feel all those human emotions. So who do you think will win today?
I think you will.
Thanks, buddy.
I think you've got a natural advantage in this.
Do you concede? So we could just do the all four play show?
No. I do not concede.
We could do the Humiliate Carlos show.
Now you did that last week.
That was just the tip of the iceberg, my friend. All right. Here's the idea. Here's the variation. We're gonna call people at random out of the phone book. We're going to see who can keep them on the phone the longest, but we're going to limit ourselves to 10 words. We will only be able to say 10 words to them. Here are the rules, the ground rules for this classic competition. Welcome to the Thunderdome. Here we go. We will agree that the greeting when we first make contact with the caller does not count toward the 10. And that greeting will be, quote, "Hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City, and we're on the air." Right. Anything after that, the 10-word count begins. Right. We have 10 bullets in our gun. If you can talk slowly, but any sound you make counts as a word. For example, you can't say, and have that be a freebie.
Yeah, well,
right?
let's explain a little bit more first. The idea is that we call these people up, we tell them with a stock phrase that they're on the air.
Right.
And then the idea is that we try to keep them on the air for as long as possible. Every second that they're on the air, depending on whether it's your turn or my turn, counts as a point for
us. Okay.
And if we manage, but we're only allowed to use 10 words.
Total of 10.
Total of 10 words.
Right.
And if... After 1 minute, if they're still on the air, then the other person
can suddenly get to talk.
Can break in and try to get them to hang up.
But that other person only has 5 words.
Right.
And then after another minute elapses.
Well, after 30 seconds, I thought.
Okay, after 30 seconds. At the 90-second mark, the caller gets 5 more bullets in his gun.
Right.
And has 5 more words added. So what if I only used 8 words at 90 seconds? Do I have 15 words total?
No.
Oh, I see. It doesn't carry over.
No, no carryovers. That'll be too hard to keep track of.
So you're playing strict Scandinavian rules.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Fine.
The amateur rules.
The amateur rules. Oh, if this was an Olympic event, I would do our country proud. All right. So it is 10 words stay on the air. After 60 seconds, my worthy opponent, we'll be able to say 5 words to try to get them to hang up. What would you say?
I would say, danger.
Go away.
Hang up
now.
Well, that's 5 words.
Okay, danger, danger, hang up now.
That's 5 words.
And that's it. Then your gun would be empty.
I would say, danger, hang up.
Because you'd want to keep two words.
I'd keep two words, and then if then he'd be thinking about it, then I'd say, do it!
But what? Wait,
that would be my five words.
But I might not have used all 10 of my words.
Well, you can't. You have to use your 10 words in the first minute.
No, you mean I can't? If I only use 8 of my words, I can't respond with two words?
No.
Like, he's nuts. No, I think I can. You got to give me two words. Let me save two or three bullets. You'll see. It's going to be on the other foot. You're going to be serving soon.
Fine.
Okay. So 10 words. At 60 seconds, you get to have 5 words. I'm going to save a couple of my words for rebuttal. He's nuts.
Now, before we get started.
No. Okay. This is better. Isn't he sad? Okay. But that would be 3 words, because conjunctions like isn't would count as 1 word.
Right.
But if it's weird conjunctions.
If it's a common conjunction like isn't, it's one word.
But weird conjunctions like what are ya?
What ya or don't ya?
Yeah.
Those count as 2 words,
okay.
or however many. Like, what ya is actually what do you. That's actually 3 words.
Okay, but we'll say weird conjunctions equals 2 words. And stutters,
no,
if you
not,
try
not,
to stutter, if you try to stall with a stutter, hello, that's 2 words.
Yeah, but weird, let's clarify, weird conjunctions don't count as 2 words, because what ya is actually 3 words.
It's well, let's what, give it, but instead of...
What
Instead
do you,
of forcing ourselves to break it down like that as we go, why don't we just say, for clarity's sake, weird conjunctions are 2 words.
No, because you'll come up with some really weird conjunction, like forget about it.
2 words.
No, that's 3 words. It's forget about it. 3 words. Weird conjunctions count as however many words.
Fine.
It is.
Fine. So weird conjunctions equal X number of words. All right. So here are the ground rules. We agree that the greeting doesn't count as our 10 words. But, excuse me, and how does this differ from a prank phone call? If we don't do prank phone calls.
Well, prank phone calls, usually there's no limit on words. That's
exactly
how.
So this is a self-hating prank phone call.
Right.
These are perfect. Okay, so any noises you make equals 1 word. Weird conjunctions equals the number of words that you've thrown together. Stuttering equals 2 words. We're ready to roll.
Do you want to invite regular listeners to call up and suggest strategies
yes.
for us first?
That would be great, because okay. I'm completely blank. Okay.
I mean, we've been talking about this idea all afternoon, so we've come up with a couple of strategies.
And you know what's scary about our thoughts before the show?
What?
We both agree that this could be a very funny show. Isn't that the scariest thing?
Well, it just shows you know, how desperate we are.
I know, wishful thing. Maybe if we visualize a funny... Why don't we pause and visualize a really funny, successful show?
Now, Carlo suggested stuttering.
That I know, I've already addressed that.
Strategy.
I've addressed
you
stuttering.
You addressed a strategy. You
stuttering
about
counts
a strategy
as 2 words.
Of talking slowly.
Yes, which you say is legitimate.
Yeah. Talking slowly is legitimate.
Yeah.
But I think if you talk too slowly, they're just going to hang up on you.
Oh, no, not if what you're saying is enticing.
Oh, there's a couple other rules that we haven't discussed. Okay?
Yes, what?
We already agreed on these. We cannot offer them goods
right.
and services.
No, right. No offering of prizes. And you can't say you're on hold.
Right.
Right. All right.
Because those things, you know, if you said...
Yes. You're, oh, can you hold for 1 minute?
You're on the air, hold for 1 minute. Then they would think that they were going to win something or there was something exciting
right.
that was going to happen.
Right. So now if you eliminate those 2 things, I have no ideas at all how to do it.
No,
but I will try to go first.
You had a good strategy before.
Just remind me what it was.
I'm not telling you. I'm going to use it. This afternoon when we talked about you came up with what I thought was a very good strategy. In just coming downstairs in the elevator, you had another strategy,
talking
which was
slow.
Talking slow. How would that work?
Well, you'll see. Let's call.
Okay.
Okay. So let the games begin. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Here we go. Heavenly Father, please let me happen to call a borderline retarded man to phone call in 4 or 5 weeks. Or an elderly Jewish lady
now we
from
get,
Miami
you, you
Beach.
You get to say, hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio
right.
station in Jersey City, and we're on the air. When you say the word air, The clock begins.
Well, not clock. Oh,
yes,
the clock.
There's the clock right here.
The clock and the count.
Right. And then every second that you get to keep the person on the air
is
a point for you.
Do children count?
Yes. Anybody who answers the phone.
Albinos?
Yes.
Mexicans?
I'm gonna shut off your microphone.
Oh, did I mention an ethnic group?
Stick to albinos.
Oh, yeah.
Albinos and brunettes.
Stick to people with no pigmentation. That's safe. Why, because they don't vote?
No, because you people don't count their votes.
Yeah.
You people try to intimidate them at the polls.
Hello, I'm calling. Someday there'll be an albino Elian Gonzalez case. That'll get them all charged up. Get them to register.
See, now this is the problem with this idea. So
what?
We're just going to be hitting answering machines.
I don't mind.
Just like we always
do. Yeah, I don't mind. I'm glad I saved all my foreplay. Anyway, I forbade foreplay. Is it forbade or forbade?
I don't know.
Maybe, who cares? 201-200-9368. Wait, hold on. I want to hear that recording.
Sorry. while I'm dialing, you know what you could do?
Show tunes?
No.
Old vaudeville routines?
You could reiterate the concept. It's a fairly complicated concept, and a lot of people probably have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, I'll do show tunes. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. I had a lucky day. Out the window go the beans. Out the window go the beans. Out the window go the beans. I'm throwing them away. Mary, uh-oh, Mary. Uh-oh, Mary. We're going out this evening. You had to listen to the whole message?
You wanted me to play the message.
All right. Where are you getting these numbers from? These bogus, crappy numbers?
From Yahoo People Search.
Well, dial better. Are you punching the numbers firmly and hard?
Absolutely.
Is your finger right in the middle of the buttons?
Yep. Look, it's going to be like 1 out of 10.
Hello,
I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City. And we're on the air right now.
Okay.
In 1 minute, you will hear something wonderful.
Sir, it's a trick.
Hello? Hello?
Abort!
Abort! Because you were down to one word. You couldn't say hang up.
I couldn't.
Sir, why did you say sir? The word sir was completely unnecessary.
Okay, you're right. You got 83 points. You kept them on the air for 83 seconds.
All right, then.
I was amazed. That was the strategy.
Yeah, I remembered.
That you said you were going to do this morning.
83 points. Is there any way to quit now and so I'd be ahead? Now, what can you do to top that?
For one thing, that is definitely the strategy to go with.
To keep them. Go ahead.
Let's explain what that was about, because a lot of people probably heard that and had no idea what was going on.
So I think they'd know how fantastic it was, even if
they didn't. Let's explain what that was about. We're playing a game called Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less.
Right.
We're calling people out of the phone book. We have a stock phrase that we legally have to say.
Just, our greeting.
Just to inform them that they're on the air. The words in that stock phrase don't count. So when we call people, we say, hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City, and we're on the air. When we say that last word, air, we start a stopwatch. And then we have, in the first minute, whoever places the call, that was
Andy. Whoever's serving.
Whoever's serving can only say 10 words.
Right.
You're limited to 10 words.
And at the 60-second mark, the other host can cut in. Ken's about to call, and I'll be able to cut in. And I will have 5 words to try to make them hang up. You blew your thing, sir.
I got him to hang up.
Well, yeah.
It took 23 seconds.
It did.
It was the
abort. If I could keep him, because you thought from the sound of his voice he might be an ex-astronaut. if I would respond to abort. If I could have kept him on for another 8 seconds, I would have been able to come back. I would have 5 right. words. My gun would have recharged.
Right.
With 5 bullets. And then I think I could have kept him on for another minute.
I don't know how.
Oh, well, I could.
You've got something in mind for your second round?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There's a couple of limitations. We're not allowed to offer people money or prizes.
Or say that we're on hold.
Or goods or services. We can't say we're on hold.
And I should also explain that what Ken is doing now by blabbing on and on about the rules is stalling. He doesn't want to make his call. 83-0.
Okay.
So any person, any live person you get on the phone counts as your call, even if they hang up right away.
Okay.
83-0. How sweet that is.
I hope I don't dial the same person.
That's probably not a bad strategy. He was dumb. Dumb as a post.
Okay.
Dumb as a Carlos. You ever hear that expression?
No, never heard it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City.
Yes.
And we're on the air. At 91.1.
Who is that? Hello?
Check it.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
We're on the air. Okay, I got 19 seconds. I got 19 seconds.
Now, what was your count? I had you at 9 words.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah, okay.
9 words.
Yeah. You think...
The other person getting on the line screwed me up.
Your strategy was... I'm sorry, I should...
Yes, no, go ahead.
Your failed strategy was if they knew and could confirm they were on the radio, they would stay on forever.
Well, it was also that if they went and checked, that would take them time.
Oh.
So that's why I said at 91.1 FM. And we should mention that we're calling a town. We're calling people who live in a town where there's very good reception at 91.1 FM.
So you think if you can get them to actually check, A, it will take them time to get to the radio and tune in, and B, once they are tuned in, they will not.
And they hear themselves.
They will hear themselves. They will stay on the phone.
That was my far-fetched strategy.
You know what? It's a good strategy.
Yeah. And the thing that messed it up was the guy's mother getting on the line or whoever that was. Now, let's discuss this. Does 91.1 count as one word?
I counted it as one word.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. How about FM? 91.1 FM.
I guess I counted that as two. Did you count that as two?
I don't think I said FM.
Oh, I guess not.
Because I was thinking about that.
Now, how about this? May I steal your strategy?
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. No.
Then you may not use mine.
Bastard, keep your hands off my strategy. Okay.
I think it would be only fair if we were free to use one another's strategy.
Or any strategy suggested by listeners. Please call if you can help.
Yeah.
We have 10 words to keep people on the phone. 201-200-9368. We're looking for strategies. So far, my strategy... In 1 minute, you'll hear something wonderful. I should have said in 10 minutes, you'll hear something wonderful. Why did I say 1 minute?
That's true.
At 1 minute, ooh. he thought you butting in was the wonderful thing I was talking about. How disappointed he must have been. You're not wonderful by any stretch of the imagination.
Also, if you want to change it, if you want to modify the rules slightly, because
no.
I never thought we were going to get anybody to stay on the air for even a minute. And we did it first time out.
Well, I'm quite happy with these rules.
Okay. Very well.
I believe the Supreme Court said you cannot change the rules.
Fine.
All right.
And if you have ideas for alternate strategies, then by all means, give us a call at 201-200-9368.
Okay, here
ready,
we go.
Ready to give it another try?
Yeah. Okay.
Will you sing a show tune while I'm dialing?
Sure. Oh, I have a quite appropriate show tune. Look at him dialing, look at him dialing.
Okay.
He can dial that phone.
Fine.
That was cut from Chorus Line at the last tryout.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City, and we're on the air right now.
I'm on the air.
Do you know any...
Hello?
Do you know joke?
Hello? Hello? Oh, Santa Claus.
Very well.
Do I get extra points for that, for the cursing?
I don't know. I just hope I dumped it. I'm not sure what happened. to put program into delay, press bypass to put light out. Okay. You got, I don't know, I lost
31.
Track. You got 31 seconds?
Yeah.
On that?
Oh.
They were mad at you.
You're right about those moms coming on.
It's a problem. And what you did that time was you repeated some of your words. You
no, I was counting. I know, I ran out, but
you
I was...
You can't repeat the
it
words.
It was a... If I did repeat, I counted it.
Okay,
it was a true 10 count.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know joke was...
Was because I had run out. I was down to one.
You were down to four words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to go all the way on that one because you had a kid.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. I think somebody's calling with a strategy.
What might have been, Ken. Well, we're playing 10-word stay on the air contest. Strict Scandinavian rules.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You love the show. You can't remember when you've laughed harder.
Oh, yeah. You
actually had to pull over off the highway. You were laughing. Your eyes were tearing up.
I'm still at work. I actually fell on the floor.
Yeah, you can't drive home until this show's over.
No, exactly.
Okay.
My strategy, I would pretend to be some kind of a relative or family friend. And maybe confuse them long enough.
Although we are bound to identify ourselves as a radio station.
Well, you can say you're calling from the radio station and be, somebody works for the station.
I am going to use that strategy or a variation of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
AJ. Very much.
All right, see ya.
Just to review, we're calling people and trying to get them to stay on the air for as long as possible, but we are limited to 10 words in the first minute. In order to keep them on the air, not counting our greeting message, our stock greeting message, which is a legal requirement.
And we've never had more fun. I haven't. Isn't that sad?
Okay, fine.
I honestly don't think I ever have. Oh, wait. I did go to Great Adventure once. You know the drive-thru safari? It's a tie. This is a tie with my time at the drive-thru safari.
You were at the Thunderdome several times also.
Yeah, I was at the Thunderdome.
You never had more fun at the Thunderdome?
Well, I just went for the opening act, Paul Anka, and then we left.
That's not funny. You were the opening act.
Railroad Bill, while they drop dead. Get him off. All right.
Okay. Now, I don't know what strategy I'm going to take here. I like your strategy.
Oh, well, maybe I hope you have better luck with it, my brother, than I did.
But, you know, you kind of got to tailor the strategy to who it is. I mean,
exactly.
Like, the last time you had a kid answer, and then you said, do you know a joke?
If a Jewess answers, you say, shalom, instead of hello. Like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm dialing. That's why.
Okay, and while you're dialing, I'm thinking of a show tune, and I invite our listeners to think of their favorite show tunes.
Okay.
Good luck on your dialing.
Yeah, thank you.
Just don't dial the same number. They hated us.
Yeah.
They hated us.
Tell me
especially that lady.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling from WFMU. a radio station in Jersey City, and we're on the air.
Hello?
We're at 91.1. In 1 minute, great things will happen.
Okay. Hello?
Forget it. Hang up. Now.
I got 65 points.
Yeah, very good. Oh, I hope my kids aren't listening. This is a prank phone call.
Wait a second. Buford, okay.
You know what I used there at the 60-second mark?
What?
I used what police call my command voice.
I've never heard you sound quite so absurd.
It's what I say that voice when the dog's on the table and when I'm in the middle of these competitions.
I've never heard you like that at all, ever.
It kind of excited you, didn't it?
Well, I think Buford has a strategy for us. Hi, Buford. You're on the air.
This is not Buford.
Sorry. You're on the air.
Whoever you are, you love the show.
I do love the show. I can't believe I got through so quickly.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have a couple of strategies and also a question of rules.
Okay.
Now, regarding the intro, when you give the introductory phrase.
Right.
That does not count toward the 10, obviously.
Right. But do you need to give that as one complete phrase without stopping as you go through it?
Well, the clock doesn't start until you say the last word.
Oh, okay.
Now, what Ken did on the last call was he paced that phrase out to get the person he called acclimated to his borderline retarded slow pace.
To a slow, I say. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
I had no idea that's what he was doing.
Oh, sure. It's an old strategy in this game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was used at the last Olympics. I don't know if you saw it.
I learned it from Henning.
Yeah, he was great.
He was the world champ.
Yeah, still the world champ.
He invented it in 84.
Yeah. He once kept a woman on the phone for 3.5 weeks.
All right, well, then that strategy is not applicable to this particular contest.
Okay, but it's great to hear the word applicable used.
Okay, Buford, get to the point. Your strategy is...
Here are two strategies that you may use or not as you use.
Okay.
One is what I call the countdown strategy.
Hmm.
Ah!
Ooh, a countdown strategy.
Oh, very good.
So you introduce,
give
the introductory phrase.
Yeah!
Then you wait for the person to say something to run out the clock.
Yeah!
And then you just start going 10, and then you
That's
wait.
That's brilliant. I'm glad I'm up next. That's brilliant.
That's a great idea. What's your other strategy?
My other strategy is, after you've introduced yourself, to say something like... tell me about yourself, although that's a little pricey for four words, but something like that.
How are things in Hoboken?
Right.
Yeah, something like that might be.
Or what do you think of this election?
Right.
Crazy,
something to try to draw the person into an extended ramble that would take up most of them.
Yeah, but I'm afraid people will say, my nightmare would be if somebody says, what?
Yeah.
And then you can't even repeat it.
That is a problem, not being able to repeat the same words.
I'm going to try countdown, but your other strategy is also good.
I'll be listening.
Okay, I'm up at bat.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And
that's a really good idea. He had all sorts of good ideas.
We invite people, while Ken dials, to think about their favorite show tune or maybe think about a scene from a off-Broadway piece of performance art they've seen recently. Think about the last time you saw a coworker maybe fall down or trip down some stairs. Anything that brings a smile to your face.
Okay, we have a bunch of people calling in with strategies.
Do you want to go through them quickly?
Go through them fast. Okay.
All right. Countdown.
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
I love the show.
What's the strategy?
The strategy is... After you do the introduction, you immediately say the word 10 or the number 10.
Yeah.
And then you, maybe a second or two after, you say 9.
The countdown strategy.
The countdown
strategy.
Yeah,
we've actually heard that. Well, that's two listeners. So
okay, thanks, Mike.
Uh-huh.
It must be a bad idea. Okay.
Okay, and let's see. We got a few more.
All right, you want to go through the strategies real quick?
Yeah.
No, I hope my kids aren't listening.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, here's another mic.
Okay.
Well, the problem with asking them a question is they're going to wait for you to respond, and they'll give you a verbal cue.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have them narrate something. So I'm thinking,
right.
Ask them to turn on the TV and tell you what's on.
Ooh. Oh, great.
Good idea.
Great. Oh, that's a good idea.
Or ask them to, like, participate in a market research thing.
Well, how?
And tell you what's in the fridge right now.
We're doing survey.
Because the thing is, the dead air.
What's in refrigerator?
You can't. You can't start talking like that. I mean, that's like really.
Why?
Because then they think they've been, you know, called by the local mental ward or something.
No, it's one of those robot dialers.
We're doing survey. That's how I talk to people.
Oh, pretend that you're a computer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, but I like the survey idea. And what's on TV is brilliant.
All right, have fun.
Okay, this guy's obviously played this with his friends. This is probably the most popular party game. This and Pictionary are probably the games most played most often.
And we're playing Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less. You're on the air.
Hey, hello there. You're not going to believe it, but this is a third mic in a row.
Hi. Ah! A third mic in a row. Did you hear that, Ken? Hey, Carlos, three mics in a row.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I happen to like the first mic's countdown strategy. That's great.
Yeah.
The second
one
with the survey is good. And I know you can't put people on hold, but could you just say, we're on the air right now. Tune us in. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, that was kind of my first strategy.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Tune us in. We'll wait for you. That's already
but seven words.
Seven words. And the other three have to be 91.1.
You say, tune us in at 91.1. We'll wait for you. That's nine words.
Okay, but if they say what, you're screwed.
91.1, we'll wait for you.
That's nine words. But if they don't hear, if they don't understand.
Well, you know, it's some emphatic sound in your voice.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Time for another round.
I can't wait till I tell Mary and the kids. Three mics in a row.
It's your serve, right?
Yeah, it's my serve.
I just got 65 seconds. What's the score?
I won the first round, 83 to 19.
I got 84. I have 84 points, and you have 104.
Yeah, so you need but you can do it. You can easily do it.
Yes.
We have time for a couple more rounds. Oh, my God. I can't wait to tell the kids three mics. What are the odds of that? Probably 1 in 4. Oh, what am I going to...
The number you have dialed.
Okay.
I gotta
we invite our listeners to think about a bad dream they had recently.
Another thing is, how many rounds have we each had?
We've each had two. We've each been up at bat.
All right, good. Because we got to make sure that ends up even.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know how you are.
We'd hate to end the show, you know, in the middle of an inning. Then you know what we'd have to do? Continue it next week. It'd be like a cliffhanger. Be like, who shot JR?
Okay, it's your serve?
It's my serve.
Okay.
You'll see our ratings go through the roof. Who will win? Okay, here we go. Answer the phone. Pick up the phone, honey. Pick up the phone, sweetheart. Let's go, Sugar Lips. Get off the couch. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from WFMU. Ow.
I think that counts as a serve.
It does. It was a live call.
That was a live call.
Well, live. technically live.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. That's like rolling a gutter ball, right? That's zero.
Right.
Well, there's no recovering from that.
Ooh,
now.
Yeah. That's,
so this is your chance,
that's
buddy.
That's rough. I feel for you.
Do you really?
No.
I don't even feel for me.
I can't feel
That's how alone I am.
That's why I don't feel for you.
even I don't empathize. All right. We are playing Stay on the Phone. We're trying to keep people on the phone, but we only have 10 words to do it. Who can keep the caller on the phone longer? So far, I've scored. I had someone on the phone for 83 seconds by telling them they're going to hear something wonderful. And then you tried. Your strategy was to get them to turn on the radio. That didn't work. And then my new strategy, in the second round, I asked them to tell me a joke, but they hung up on me. And then your strategy, what was your strategy that second at bat? You stole my strategy.
Yes.
How do you live with yourself? I guess you just don't have mirrors in your house. Is that what you do, Ken? You just take the mirrors down?
I don't need to take the mirrors down.
Because you know not to look.
No, I don't appear in a mirror.
Oh, cool. Like a vampire.
No.
Yeah, it's like a vampire.
No.
Ken is like a vampire. J- Just in that way. In no other way are you like a
vampire. Take it back.
In no other way are you like a vampire, except that you're undead.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
There are lots of different types of creatures that don't appear in mirrors. Vampires are just one. They're just the most well-known.
Owls?
No owls appear in mirrors.
I don't think they do.
What are you talking about?
I don't think owls do. I've never seen an owl in a mirror. I guess this is a little experiment we could do at home. All right, 201-200-9368. But where are you going to get a mirror this time of night?
Oh, you know what I should have done? I should have printed out these numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hindsight's always 20/20. Hey, Ken, remember that time we had three mics call us in a row?
I'm blotting it out.
Where were you when three mics called? Okay, you're up at bat. Are you ready? Pick up, sweetheart. Pick up the phone, baby. Come on, baby. Off the couch.
I'm at bat, remember?
Yep. Let's go. Off the couch. Here
just
we go.
Keep up a good patter.
Come on. She's waddling it across the kitchen. She's a fat one. Oh, man. She must be 500 pounds. She's like Dick Gregory fat. Come on, baby. It's Dick Gregory calling. He's got the crane rented. He's going to be there tomorrow.
Okay.
He's going to take you for a walk. Right. How'd you like that patter?
Great. Great patter.
A lot of that was improvised. Come on, baby. Up off the couch. There we go. That's the phone. That's the phone. I know. It's across the room. Turn off the TV. There you go. That's right. Off the couch. Now you're moving. There you go. Stagger. Oh, you crazy. Are you dialing good? Are you hitting the number key squarely in the middle?
Absolutely. I'm doing fine.
Ah. Are you pushing them down?
I told you.
Are you pushing them down till you hear the tone? If you don't hear the tone, you have not dialed the number. What is it, like your first time out of the house? What are you? What is your problem? Oh God! Yeah, I do a show on WFMU. Yeah, we call out, and my co-host. The one wrinkle we have is my co-host can't dial the phone. Okay, you're up at bat. Come on, baby, up and at him. Wake up! That's the phone.
Worry free.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City, and we're on the air.
Okay.
We're at 91.1. Tune us in right now.
Turn the TV down.
Find it?
No, not yet. I said turn the TV down. How do you change channel this thing? Oh, for the love of Pete. Come on. Okay.
It's a joke. Hang up.
Oh, you're funny.
It's a joke. Hang up. Oh, you're funny.
Oh, 76 seconds.
But she's listening.
No.
She's listening now.
Well, I got 76 points.
She's listening.
She's hearing you say this.
But she's listening to that one.
Perhaps she is.
She's still listening.
Oh, it's a fatal flaw. Okay.
What did you do? She'll be so mad.
We'll just keep on whispering.
She's listening to us.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
You told her to tune in. Now she's
It wasn't my idea.
It wasn't.
It was Mike's idea.
She's listening.
It was Mike number two.
I am so embarrassed.
It was the fall, right 76 down here. Okay?
She's listening.
Just okay, very good. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Us chickens and Ken Friedman.
Ain't nobody
Friedman.
Here at all.
I feel like I just got caught shoplifting.
You did. How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
She's listening. I can't get past it.
We didn't lie.
What have we done?
We haven't lied to anybody.
Why did we do that?
Okay. Just remember.
That's terrible. Ma'am.
Where did you suddenly get this conscience from? Where's the old Andy?
I don't know.
Who had no qualms about anything. Where's the old Andy who had no morals?
I miss him too.
Who didn't even know the meaning of the word ethics.
I miss him so much.
Can't you reach deep inside of yourself and pull him back out?
My only consolation is it wasn't me. It was Ken Friedman who made that call.
Come. Create some static with me. Ready?
Sure. To get her to hang up?
Yeah.
I mean, to turn off the radio?
Right.
Oh, I hear there's something really dirty and funny on NPR right now.
Oh, it's funny.
Garrison Keillor is doing a little striptease.
At 93.9 FM.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, let's everybody turn our dials to NPR right now. Or even better yet, turn on the TV.
Have you heard the news?
I think there's a Three's Company rerun. What?
The military is moving in Florida.
Everybody turn on the TV.
Of course, we have no news programming at all, so you won't find anything out about
we
it.
We might as well go off the air so everyone can turn on the TV.
The Florida National Guard is rolling in tanks into Palm Beach County.
Let's go off the air so we can watch it on TV.
Okay.
Okay, she's gone.
Okay.
I can feel that she's gone.
Very well.
Quick thinking, my friend.
Well, that was a good strategy, Mike number two, but we can't do it again.
No, we can't. There's a definite fatal flaw in that strategy.
See?
It's a terrible, terrible fatal flaw.
Okay.
It's the fatalest flaw there ever was. That after you hang up there, I said she's listening again. I don't wanna even say what we're trying to do. Am I up at bat?
Yes, you're up.
You had 76 points.
Just on that round. More data lines.
I don't even want to explain this game anymore.
I feel like we have to explain the game at this point.
I'm so embarrassed.
Here's the game.
Yeah.
It's called the Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less contest. Andy and I have a stock phrase informing people, which we're legally required to tell them, that they're on the air. Once that phrase is done, once we finish the phrase with the words, we're on the air, the clock starts running. And at that point, the person who's serving can only use 10 words to keep the person on the air. If the server keeps the person on the air for 60 seconds, then the opponent, the other one of us, gets to come on and tries to get them to hang up, but is limited only to 5 words.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know what I realized in this show? I learned something in this show. How comforting it's always been that no one is listening. If I really feel they're listening, I'm like frozen now. I'm paralyzed.
But then how do you get up on stage and do an act on stage?
Have you seen my act?
Yes, several times.
Oh, yeah.
Do you pretend they're not there?
I pretend I'm someone else. It takes a whole lot of medicine for me to pretend that I'm somebody else. Who wrote that line?
Dr. Doolittle?
Randy Newman. So I'm giving myself 5 points because you didn't know that.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Strict Scandinavian rules, my brother. Okay. So I'm trying to keep someone on the phone. I can only use 10 words. Oh, that took all the wind out of my sails.
Hi. Sorry, I can't answer your call.
Are you sure that was a answering machine?
Yep.
Maybe it was somebody who just had a very bad personality.
Do you know what your strategy is going to be this time?
Yeah. It's going to be anything but what you did. Hi, we're making a prank call. Please tune in.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from WFMU, a radio station in Jersey City.
Wow.
And we're on the air. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5.
It's a trick. Hang up.
One, you win. What's name?
What did I win?
I'm sorry, he lied. Abort!
Well... Are you there? Are you still there?
Tell me about yourself, sir.
Why? For what purpose?
It's a trick! Hang up!
Don't wanna. You hang up first. You called me. Remember? What
do you love?
That's personal.
Please.
Please. That's personal.
He's dangerous, sir. Believe me.
I can tell. WFMU. 88, 89, something. Right?
Sir, it's 91.1.
Okay. I know it's down there somewhere.
Fun show.
Fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Stay on phone.
Stay on phone.
Big Bill.
Big Bill. Is that you? Oh, there you are. Gotcha. Now what do we do?
You have to say uncle.
Uncle.
Okay. Hey, sir?
Yes.
Sir, you know what? We actually were doing a political call-in show, and we called your number by accident.
Okay.
And we're having some technical problems, and I'm very sorry to have bothered
that's
you.
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but it's a lie to make us all feel better.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's a lie we can all live with.
Why don't you tell this gentleman the truth?
The truth would embarrass me and you and probably this gentleman. Thank you very much, sir. You've been a wonderful sport.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Very well.
Okay.
Now, why don't we let people know what they just endured?
Well,
this is more like Dead Air Chicken than any other show we've ever done.
It's a cross between Stay on the Phone and Dead Air Chicken.
Yeah.
It's Dead Air Chicken meets Stay on the Phone. Now, technically, I might have been disqualified there. I said you win.
Yes, which is against the rules.
I know, and I feel bad about that. But I don't know if that's why he stayed on.
Well, he was on the air. I have to say that he was on.
He was committed. This was, I believe, the first phone call he's gotten in 2 weeks.
He was on for a long time before you said you win, so I won't disqualify you for that. So you won. There's no way I could beat you.
Well, it was just, I'm not going to take credit for it. I lucked into the loneliest man in northern New Jersey. I'm sorry. Present company accepted, Carlos. I'm sorry. I forgot Carlos was with us. I lucked into the second loneliest man in northern New Jersey.
Well, congratulations.
I feel it's an empty feeling, though, because of that lady. You know, the fatal flaw, it's fun not to discover it till late in the show. But we did discover it.
Oh, yeah.
The fatal flaw is a prank phone call, which involved telling people to tune us in.
Well, no, these technically were not prank phone calls, as I told you before.
Because we limited the...
Because we were severely limited in how many words we were allowed to say.
Then why do I feel so dirty?
That's an issue between you and you, Andy.
Me and my God. All right.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
And that's the best we could do with so little time to prepare. And we'll be back... By God, we'll be back.
And coming up next is the initiative. And for that lady in Bloomfield who's listening,
we should send her a T-shirt.
The name in question is Andy Breckman, B-R-E-C-K-M-A-N.
And for the
that was the classic Stay on the Phone in 10 Words or Less episode of 7 Second Delay from December of 2000. The Stay on the Phone episode meets the Dead Air Chicken episode. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
In a really, really good way. Stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. Here we go. My heart is beating. Be like an o'clock. My heart is beating. You can hear it talk. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. My heart goes beep.
愛のちょっぴり照れちゃうの本当は彼も抱きしめたいのね私ごめんなさいって後でつぶやくのまたまたどこにも行かないでもっとここを離れずに今は何でも何でも知りたいの私は彼にただ夢中なの
I am called familial name Gang, personal name Suki, although I prefer to be referred to as Her Grace, Radiant Goddess Princess Suki, and I think that this is the stupidest essay ever signed, and I think that Pearl Rehabilitative Colony for Ungrateful Daughters is the stupidest place under heaven. Your nuns wish for us to write this essay about what we have done and learned during our sentence here at Pearl Colony. You have wicked girls return as good carved over the entrance gate. You think that girls can be humiliated into excellence. You think that we can be shamed into preparing for next year's examination for Pearl Famous Academy of Skate and Sword by making us say that we are lazy and ungrateful. Think whatever you want. I do not have any acts of undutiful disrespect to my honorable parents to confess in this essay because my parents were the stupid ones who sent me here. Infuriate me to death! Even if they had wanted a boy, even if I was adopted, even if they did not want me, they could have just thrown me away with the kitchen trash instead of sending me here to be tortured. I want to go home. Except my stupid, stupid parents are there. I miss my cat. I fear no one has been tinting her fur while I've been gone. Most of all, I miss my hair. Yeah. I think I'm gonna cry again. My beautiful hair, my legendary hair. And all you nuns were so mean to me when you cut it off. You are not going to cut my hair, I say to the nuns. Disciple Suki, your parents have sent you here so that we can save you from your own undutiful nature. You shall learn to obey so that you can learn to excel, and we shall cut your hair. Half of the girls have gone through the line and all submitted to having their hair amputated by the nuns without fighting back. I say to the nuns, I have my hair massaged and dressed twice each month at the most high-grade beauty sanctuary in all of the City of Pearl by a former first assistant to the second personal lady-in-waiting of the Empress Dowager. And they think I'm going to permit them to touch my hair? Make me die of laughing. You are just a bunch of ugly, talentless nuns who hide here because you could not survive in the real world. Yeah, they cry. How dare you say such things to your elders, you wicked, ungrateful girl! Is that not the sort of thing that wicked, ungrateful girls say? Yeah, they all gasp. You shall learn your place, wicked one! All of the girls are looking away from me, except one girl. What is she staring at? As the nuns come at me, I enter combat position and dig the inner edges of my skates in. The surface of the pearl under my skates feels a little too grippy. They think that the pearl here at Per Colony is high-grade pearl, but it's just common road-grade pearl. It's as sufficient for skating on as any other street or handrail or rooftop in the City of Pearl, but really unacceptable for battle. The entire miserable campus of Pearl Colony is made out of this cheap road-grade pearl. Why do they even bother? They might as well just make buildings out of cut rocks and tree slices like primitives used to before they discovered the pearl. Or like the fallen behind places like the Shin Mainland. The five nuns begin to encircle me. However, they are not academy-level practitioners of the Wu Lao. Since no other form of kung fu is performed on bladed skates, any weakness in either skating training or combat leaves you full of weaknesses in the combined art of Wu Lao. I can just see how the nuns shift their weight that none of them have received equal training in both skating and combat. They skate in a circle around me, tighter and tighter, hoping to rein me in like a frightened animal. The wrong technique, as this leaves their wall of defense no stronger at any point than one person deep. I prepare to skate with full force into one of the nuns and enter into position to perform the two-palmed lightning butterfly block chop. As the nun sees me charging her, the old bag of bones crouches down to perform the incredibly stupid five-point fire chicken move, and I'm laughing so hard I almost lose hold of my position. Make me die of laughing! I use the fulcrum of her elbow to change the energy flow of the nun's ridiculous pecking hand and send it slapping against her own shoulder. I break out of the circle and cartwheel into a double toe flying jump. I land on a curved ornamental retaining wall made out of the pearl and skate along its top away from the nuns. Behind me, the five nuns leap onto the wall one after another. They skate in pursuit on the top of the undulating wall behind me in a line, rising and falling like a New Year's dragon. A slow, ugly New Year's dragon. Do they really think they can ever catch me? When I turn my head to sneer at the nuns, I see someone behind them. She's skating hard. From the way that she balances on one skate and pushes with the other, I can tell that this girl has received proper Wu Lao training and that she is not without talent. It is the girl who is staring at me in the line for the hair amputations, with the long, straight hair like a waterfall and that stinking expression on her face. As she catches up with the training nuns, she extends her arms straight out. She knows the lightning lotus forward flip. This girl has received some serious Wu Lao training. I see her cantilever and flip on the axis formed by her own arms and sail over the entire train of nuns to land in front of them. Stunned, I skate faster. As she closes the distance between us, she begins to do one lily pad forward flip after another, building her momentum and gathering her center of chi. Pump, flip, glide. When her center of chi is fully gathered, she unleashes